For months, some Lansing residents have been trying to persuade a neighborhood business to invest in a makeover. Recently, with the involvement of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, or LEAP, it appeared progress was being made between the Walnut neighborhood and Niowave. However, it now appears some Walnut residents have doubts they'll get the makeover of the company's pole barn that they would like. Returning to current state by phone to update the situation is one of those involved residents, Mary Elaine Keener. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here.
Recently, you and your neighbors have been responding to a plan to fix the facade of a 14,000-square-foot pole barn that suddenly went up last summer that upset a lot of people. What kind of makeover plan is being considered here?
The plan that we were presented with would be to include brick. As you know, the current building is blue and white steel. There's blue on the bottom part of the building, and then white steel and a silver steel roof. And what the current proposal offers is over the blue on the bottom on two sides of the building to have brick facing, and then to paint the white walls a color that, according to the drawing, would sort of match correspond to the color of the school building, so a darker color than just white, and that there would be some fake windows affixed to the steel walls on those two sides that have the metal siding.
Now, did the makeover plan change at some point? Is this a different plan from what you originally looked at?
This is really the first plan that we have seen presented to us. We had been asked to, well, tell us what you want. And we gave, we offered a couple of options where we were asking for, because we had been told by the builder who had built the building in a meeting that the upper part of the walls could have, it's called, the official name is IFIS. I don't remember what the letters stand for, but it's like a fake stucco, which is very commonly used, what you often see on new construction going up.
Yeah.
And that was our request, because it would take away the industrial look, and then to have windows installed to break up the expanse of the wall. And what came back, LEAP, the folks at LEAP have been helping with the negotiations with that. What came back was, no, we're not going to do the stucco. We will paint the, paint the siding, the upper siding. There would be brick covering the blue on two sides only, and the roof was going to remain the same. We had asked for architectural shingles, but then learned that because of the way the original building was constructed, that we couldn't, they couldn't do. They simply, that wasn't feasible. So that, and what they presented to us was they were not willing to do anything with the roof.
Well, clarify too, because
It
is what you're looking at what appeared in City Pulse a couple of weeks ago?
What appeared in City Pulse a couple of weeks ago was a rendering with a darker roof, although the darker roof hadn't been agreed to.
Okay.
So what Niowave has agreed to is the white roof, and what appeared in City Pulse then was, well, what Niowave has agreed to plus a dark roof, which we had asked to, but they hadn't agreed to yet.
Well, on the website you've set up to keep people up to date on this, you state the following, and I'm abbreviating just a little bit. Quote,
sure.
NioWave's proposed facade presents us with a difficult choice. Is the proposed new facade better than what is here now? Unquote. That suggests the plan that has ended up on the table for consideration by the neighborhood is so inadequate that what's there now may be as good? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's the choice that my fellow neighbor, Dale, and I were faced with at a meeting at LEAP last week. This appears to be the best that we can do. It was a difficult, forced choice. What do you folks want to do? Do you want to leave it the way it is, or do you want to accept something that that we knew was? We frankly were very concerned that it might end up looking worse than what is there now. Right now, what we have is an industrial-looking building that's serviceable. It's just in the wrong place. And what we were asking for is to make the building that glares blue and white, help it blend into the neighborhood more. And some of the, if the white roof, which glares, were to remain, if having windows affixed to a metal siding instead of being installed, we were frankly concerned that this was going to draw still more attention to the building because it would look artificial and look fake.
Oh, boy. Well, talk to us about the timetable and what's happening now here, Mary Elaine. I know you've begun a process where residents are commenting.
Yes.
Where does that stand?
So as you said, I created an update, which I have a link. The link is at askmehouse.com/survey. Which folks can get an overview, and we decided, Dale and I felt we could not answer for the neighbors. We were being asked, and we needed, we wanted to get some more input from the neighbors, from the community. This has become a community-wide issue to best know how to respond. Looking ahead 5-10 years, what are people going to want to see there? And so we created a survey. It's up there. We're taking responses through tomorrow, Tuesday at 5 p.m., and that will help us compile a report in response. And so far, we've been getting some great input, which was why we had decided to extend the deadline. We really wanted to make sure more people had the opportunity to respond.
How many people from the Walnut neighborhood are involved in this, are weighing in on this? I mean, is it a smaller number than you'd like, or is some kind of consensus forming?
Well, I can't say there's a consensus forming, and we've gotten a really nice representation of responses both from the immediate neighbors who are within like a 500-foot radius, and I have a question on the survey that lets us know where people are responding from. So in reporting the results, you know, we can look at the immediate neighbors, the rest of Walnut neighborhood, the city of Lansing, and even you know, if listeners in Okemos or trying to get some people to weigh in. I'm also hoping to get some feedback from folks who are involved in the construction field that can help give us some ideas of how to make this not be worse than what we're already stuck with.
So. Yeah. Well, the Lansing City Council is going to play a role in this eventually because it still has to decide whether to approve a tax abatement for NioWave. How does that figure into this now?
Well, I anticipate at this point that they will receive a copy of the report, and that will help with their deliberations.
A copy of the report. Clarify what you mean by that.
I will, of the summary, after tomorrow afternoon, I will be preparing a summary of the responses, together support. Yeah. And, our goal all along and has been, we wanted to be able to come together with a consensus of neighbors saying, yes, we can fully support this, so that we could come forward to City Council and say, because that's what council's waiting for, is so far, has been waiting for the neighbors to come and say, yes, we agree, so that then we would help support the tax abatement. At this point, I don't see that support coming forward.
What's been any direct comment from City Council people on this?
No. Not yet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mary Elaine, we appreciate the update, and we wish you luck. And Mary Elaine Keener is with the Walnut Neighborhood Association, joining us on the phone from California, dark and early this morning. Thanks, Mary Elaine.
Thanks, Mark.